Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Joining me in the studio today, I have Laura Bell, a very talented actress who also has a blossoming country singing-songwriting career. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Now, I met Laura many years ago, about 2 years ago, on the set of Upstage, the series.
Yes, we did. That was about 2 years ago, exactly. Yeah,
and spring. That was a lot of fun. Then I got to see her in Greece at McHenry County College. And I have to tell you, I have played Danny Zuko once in Greece. I have directed Greece twice. I've produced Grease once, and Laura was the best Sandy I've ever seen.
Stop it.
So I've always been a supporter of her career ever since then. She's a wonderful actress, and now she's also got this career as a singer-songwriter. What came first, Laura, the performance in stage or the performance as a singer-songwriter?
Well, I guess you could say I've been performing since I was 5 years old on stage. So, you know, training in dance and theater and music and piano lessons. So I've been doing all types of performing since I was this a little wee one.
Nice.
But as far as live music, I've been gigging professionally for 5 years and playing guitar for about 7 or 8 and just always studying classical music. So I guess you could say I've been keeping up with both in high school and college and trying to manage both at the same time and promoting yourself as an independent artist as well as performing in shows around the area and all that.
Very good. Now, as a singer-songwriter, what is your writing process for the songs that you sing?
Well, I started writing songs when I was about like 14, just as kind of a way to release emotions, like everyone kind of does. And I guess if I would like to begin writing a song, I will just sit down. I mostly write on guitar, sometimes piano if I'm feeling a little bit, adding some spice up in there. But I'll sit and I'll just kind of start strumming some chords and finding different chord progressions and just letting words flow. There's not really a set process if I have to write my lyrics first or have to write my progressions first. It's really just whatever I'm feeling in the moment. And that's where some of my best songs have come out of, in like 20 minutes at like midnight.
Oh, wow.
Just like flowing. And that's the best feeling ever when you accomplish something and it just feels and sounds so good and so right.
Now, as an actress, do you have some favorite roles you've played so far?
Oh, definitely. Most previously, a favorite role was Amy in Little Women at the at the Woodstock Opera House. That was a fun role to play. Really connected to her as like the youngest of the sisters, even though I'm the oldest in my family. But that was a really great experience. And I was also, which was really, really cool, this past December with the Rouse Center, I was Mrs. Cratchit, which was interesting switch with their WSR rep community and Sage Center. So we put together a really, really cool show over a weekend for kiddos and adults, and it was a great, great experience.
So, was that your first experience with the Rao?
It was, in the fact of performing. I've been playing in their Rao Cafe with music for the past 2 years or so, but I went to their auditions and they cast me, and it was a really, really cool experience with, you know, as in the Sage Center and the WSR rep. When they're combined, you teach the kids as well as you're the professional actor involved in putting together the show over like 8 rehearsals or something like that. And so they've already wanted to schedule it for next year again and begin it with the tradition with the same people and bring it back. So that's really exciting.
Fantastic.
And yeah, so that opened me up into the world of breaking out of community theater into equity theater. And I will be performing with them in their season of shows over this summer with their with WSR rep. So I'm really excited that that's coming up along with the live music and things. So
okay. And when you're playing live music, what is your connection with the audience as it compares to being on stage where you don't really have that connection?
Well, it's definitely noticing people either listening or not listening. Sometimes if they're singing along, because the type of music that I play is definitely some to cater to the crowds of all ages. It's all mostly like folk and country, some rock, some pop, a really big mix of everything from like the 60s and 70s and 80s, stuff I grew up listening thanks to my parents and things. And I really enjoy playing all the old stuff like that and seeing it connect with the audiences. And I really like to do the crowd-pleasing songs and it's a really fun time, you know, seeing that connection you have. But also there's always going to be audiences where it's just like kind of dead sometimes, mm-hmm. and you just have to be the background music. It happens in any type of career with music and trying to push forward and get yourself out there. But as much as that happens, you still have to keep it going, and just, it changes every night. I don't have a set list for any show. Okay. It's always just like, what's the mood, you know? And you feel it out that way. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, we've talked a little bit about your singing-songwriting mm-hmm. career. Why don't we start off with a performance of Free Falling, a cover mm-hmm. song of yours.
Yeah, this one's really special because when I was 16, I played my first ever open mic. So in front of anyone, I was so scared to perform and sing and play. So this was the first song I ever played in front of people, and since then it's opened every show.
So all right,
it's special.
Let's give it a listen.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus America too. She's a good girl, crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. Yeah. It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a running through the yard, I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. No, I'm
That was amazing. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, where do you pick your covers from? What about a song makes you think, I want to do that one and put my unique spin on it?
I think mostly if it's like special to me and if I relate to it as well, because there's lots and lots of songs you can choose out there. But it has to be something I enjoy. I mean, I've tried it. In the past, I would always try to do more of a people-pleasing type of thing. Mm-hmm. I'd only play, like, popular songs or songs that, like, I knew would people would like. And then I would get there and I'd play them and I would realize, oh, people don't really like it. People like when you make your own version of a song and it's different, but they know it. You know what
I mean?
Yeah. So it's just, that was a really cool learning process over like 6 years of doing this. So
now if people listening want to come out and see you at one of your live shows, mm-hmm. do you have anything coming up?
I do. So the month of May is pretty slow at first, but it's picking up in the later half of the month, as well as got lots of fun shows for summertime. So May 4th, I'll be at the Woodstock Farmers Market outside, and that's always a really fun time. It's really enjoyable. So that'll be on May 4th at, I think, 11 a.m. And then some other cool dates on May 17th will be at the Coffee House at Chestnut and Pine in Burlington, Wisconsin, which is a beautiful, beautiful environment and venue, good for great sound and just a really nice atmosphere for, like, sharing original music, more of a listening room, and those are my favorite types of shows. But I'm really excited about Chocolate Fest, also in Burlington, Wisconsin, which is just a little bit of a drive, but it's always worth it and really fun. So I guess those are some coming up, and in the area, I forgot about, on May 6th, I'll be doing something at Glacial Park, a little volunteer party, tribute, something like that out there on May 6th in the evening. So yeah, lots of fun things coming up, festivals and big shows all around, like, McHenry County, Lake County, and some in Wisconsin for summertime.
Now, you do some of the fairs in Wisconsin, is that right?
Yes. There's the Racine County Fair, which is always really fun, and then Burlington Chocolate Fest, which the way I found these two great managers of these venues is I was playing at the Coffee House 2 years ago, and they were just walking by, and they just said they wanted to book me, and that's never happened before. So that was really cool.
Oh, wow.
And so we've kept a really good connection over the years, and I try to do some band stuff with some of my friends and bandmates. So I'm hoping to put together something like that, because it's always really fun to create a bigger sound for bigger stages like that, you know?
Now, for the smaller venues, mm-hmm. it's just you and your guitar.
It's just me. I'll play about 2 to 3, sometimes 4-hour sets.
Wow.
I know, it can get pretty crazy, but you just have to manage your time well. Sometimes I forget to take breaks. I'm just like going for almost 2 hours. I'm like, oh, you should have some water. But yeah, it's been a really, really cool and learning, like, you learn something different in every show you go to. And it's really enjoyable and neat.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, you also have a EP that mm-hmm. you sell at your shows.
Yes, I do. So I, over the span of 2 years, have been working on this CD with some of my favorite songs that I've written and that people seem to like. And I've put together, and it's finally a finished product of 4 songs. And I have it available at the shows, currently hoping by summertime to get it onto Spotify, but have to look into that a little bit more. So, marketing and managing. I do everything myself, so it's managing lots of different jobs and things at once. It's pretty tricky, but it's always good to, promote yourself as much as you can and get yourself out there. So I'm hoping by summer it'll be available on those streaming services. Right now it's on Reverb Nation if you want to check it out under my name. But for now, you can get them at the shows just for a few dollars.
So you can go onto Reverb Nation, mm-hmm. look for Laura Bell.
Yes.
And does it have all your songs?
It does. It has all 4 of them on there. So
okay.
That's like an easy way to stream them and download them for free. And it's a really nice website for local artists and stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, let's listen to a cut from your EP. We're going to listen to Yellow Room. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah. So I wrote this one a while ago because I have a yellow room in my house. And so one day I came up with the verse, like the first verse, like 3 years ago or something. And then I just like forgot about the song for a while. And then I took it back out, rewrote it, and made a whole song out of it, but with a completely different meaning than what it started with. So the song itself takes you kind of over 10 years of someone's life and how you always kind of have that one person you look back on and wish was still with you. So it's just all about memories and kind of something fun and sad, just like that.
All right. Here is Yellow Room by Laura Bell.
I was putting away some boxes one afternoon when I stumbled upon a picture of you. My mind races back to those happy days when autumn was here and we fell into place. So I walk into that little yellow room where we sat all night. Sing our favorite tunes. Now there's only one shadow where there used to be two, and my heart feels like glass.
That song.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to write that one?
That was just one that just like came out in like 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. No, all of these were pretty quickly written songs, which amazes me. But it's the best feeling. It's like the best thing about songwriting is when you have an idea and you just don't think and you just let it flow. And that's where the best content comes from, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if people are interested in following your career, is there any place that they could find out about upcoming shows?
Yeah. As of right now, I have Acoustic Lara is kind of where you can find me on YouTube and the Facebook page where I have all my events listed and such like that. So it's Acoustic and then my name, Lara. So yeah,
Acoustic, that's Lara, L-A-R-A.
Yes, L-A-R-A. So that's where it's online. And then Reverb Nation is Lara Bell. And we have lots and lots of events coming up in all different places from June and July. So they're all listed there. I'm still booking, currently still a few more shows at the moment to get a really, really fulfilled summer, which is really, really fun. It's a really, sometimes you're playing like four shows every weekend.
And you have a pretty big YouTube following, don't you?
I do. I actually, I started off with YouTube in high school. Because I had lots of time on my hands. And I would make lots of covers of popular songs and get them out like the night of or like within an hour. And they would just, the views would go up and up and up. So I guess I have like about 6,000, over 6,000 subscribers still currently. But I haven't really done much with it. Okay. Because I've been like for the past 3 years with being in school and graduating and also being in shows and managing my own business with working as a gig performer and a singer-songwriter, but that takes a lot of time to, you know, be your own social media manager and everything like that. As well as I'm a full-time teacher with currently 11 private students for voice and piano and ukulele, teach out of my house as well, and have been working with dance studios, with musical theater classes, and Yeah, so that takes up a lot of time, but it's something I really, really enjoy doing. I love kiddos, and I love teaching them if I can, you know, teach them anything about dancing or music and how much I love it and get them to love it too. That just makes me so happy. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, so I'm kind of doing a little bit too much, everyone tells me, but I think it's going pretty well.
All right. So. Can we listen to another cut from your album?
I would love to share this next song called What If, which is my newest one that I just recorded with my sound producer. And it's just a straight acoustic track, but I thought right now it's good as like a little demo of it because it shows what this song has like the most potential to be, like a big pop song on the radio with a big full band. And I hope one day to record that, because I've played it in bands before, like with my uncle, he's an amazing drummer, and my friend who's a bassist, we've done this song and I see what it can sound like. So right now we have I was calling it like my newer single because it is one of the newer songs, because like I said, this was recorded in 2 years. So yeah, this one is called What If, and I wrote it when I was, I think, 16 or 17, so it's an older one, but it's
stands
special
up today.
It does. So I hope you like it.
What if you stay? Stay.
Matt has radio single written all over it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I think it's the oh. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, like I said, to have a band under that at some point because it sounds super cool with it.
Now, can we remind our audience of your upcoming shows?
Yes, of course. We have May 4th at the Woodstock Farmers Market at 11 a.m. So I'll be in the gazebo playing as you guys are shopping and enjoying the warm spring weather. May 17th is at the Coffee House at Chestnut and Pine in Burlington, Wisconsin. And May 25th, I would mark this down to come to the Burlington Chocolate Fest. Take your kids, take your family, your friends. It's a great afternoon of music and rides, and it's a very clean park, and it's just always a very, very nice time. So I'll be on the main stage there working on getting a band, and I'll be on a smaller stage again later in the day. So that's a really fun event coming up for May, Memorial Day weekend. But something I would like to mention, if any of you performers are out there listening, to come to the Main Street Coffee Company in Richmond, Illinois on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9. I'll be hosting open mics there now, and I'd love to hear some local talent and play with you. And so if you're interested, just want to plug that in as well.
All right. We've been visiting with Laura Bell. We're going to close out the show with her new single, Rubik's Cube.
I'm sick of trying to solve someone who doesn't give me any clues. I wanna win this game. I'm sick of acting like